With a look at Radio K-Man's local sports, I'm Dion Anglin. A team of 30 athletes from the High Tech Tigers Track and Field Club recently traveled to Miami, Florida to compete in the Miami Classics Track and Field Meet, where they delivered an outstanding performance against strong international competition. Radio K-Man's Jevy Ebanks has this report.
The team returned home with an impressive haul of 13 medals, including 6 gold, 5 silver, and 2 bronze. In addition to their podium finishes, many athletes recorded personal best performances, showcasing the continued growth and development of the club's athletes. On the opening day of the competition, Luke Garbarino captured gold in the 1500-meter race, while Amiris Flores secured silver in the shot put. Kishwan Rankin added another silver medal in the high jump, and Pierce Simpson earned bronze in the 1500-meter. The success continued on day two, with the team securing an additional 8 medals. Luke Garbarino completed a remarkable double, winning gold in both the 1500 race walk and 3000 meter. Kerika Edwards also achieved an impressive sprint double, capturing gold medals in both the 100 meter and 200 meter events. Krishmar Santoki earned silver with the 100 meter, while Andre Taylor secured bronze in the javelin. The club also excelled in the relay event. The quartet of Marvin Hines, Oshani Johnson, Matthias Creary, and Pierce Simpson raced to gold in the 4x400 relay, while Tafari Beach, Jonathan Mitchell, Jamari Lynch, and Tariq Mirage claimed silver in the same event. The team's 4x100 relay squad added another silver medal to the tally, helping to bring the club's overall medal count to 13. The team's collective efforts saw High Tech Tigers finish an impressive 4th overall in the male division. Luke Garbarino's exceptional performance throughout the meet were further recognized when he was named the male MVP of the competition. Jevy Ebanks, Radio K-Man Sports.
Thank you, Jevy. Staying with track and field, Mustang Track Club is on the move again, gearing up for another busy weekend on the track. A 25-member team will travel to Kissimmee, Florida for the Charger Elite Meet at Osceola High School on Saturday the 20th, with, of course, Coach Tyrone Yen on hand guiding the squad. This follows a sensational showing last weekend from K-Man's NCAA Division I stars, Jaden Reed and Devontae Howell, at the Outdoor National Championships. Now, it's the ladies' turn in the spotlight. Daquana Howell heads to the New Balance Nationals, while Imala Jackson lines up at the Adidas National Championship. We're wishing both athletes every success as they take on America's best. And over in Jamaica, DeAndre Beckford will contest the boys' 800 meters at the National Championships. All the best to him as well. With Team Mustang also competing in Kissimmee, it's another full slate for K-Man's rising track talent. And of course, we wish every athlete the very best this weekend. In other local sports, K-Man Prep are the new inter-primary cricket champions after a strong all-round performance on Wednesday afternoon, defeating St. Ignatius Catholic School by 23 runs. Prep posted 73 for 9 from 12 overs before holding St. Ignatius to 50 for 8 in reply. Head coach Quincy Kozak says the boys earned it through discipline and teamwork.
Super proud of them. They all played, fielded and batted. Superb. Couldn't be proud of them. Yeah. We've had a great season. Oh yeah, all the way through.
What would you say they did right today?
Stuck to what we told them to do. Their bowling, it was fantastic. Fielding positions, covering each other, supporting each other. Couldn't ask any more of them.
Team captain Henry Malloy praised his teammates for stepping up throughout the season and delivering when it mattered most.
Thanks. Congratulations on your win. How do you feel?
Thank you, and I feel very good. We performed well today.
Yes, you did.
Bowling, batting was very good. It feels great to win. Well, our bowling attack is very good. Yes. Our fielding's good. Jason, Louis, Gabe, me, I'm Henry Malloy. Ben,
like
Harry, Kai, well, basically everyone on the team.
Did really well.
They did really well today. Made big contribution.
St. Ignatius finished runners-up after a determined effort. Coach Edward Goff credited Cayman Prep for being well-prepared and well-coached on the day.
Oh, superb. They've really worked hard. And it was in the balance last week. And our run rate got us through. And we came here nothing to lose, just enjoy it. And we know Prep have got a very good team, bowlers and batters. So I'm really proud of our fellas. And we've got some nice year fives coming through. So it's really nice. No, it's been a good close game. So I'm thrilled for the lads. And congratulations to Prep.
In the third place matchup, East End Primary edged Prospect Primary in a close finish. Prospect made 81 for 4 from 12 overs, but East End chased it down with 84 for 5 in 11.3 overs. And staying with cricket, First Baptist Christian School capped off a remarkable debut season in the Inter-Primary Girls Cricket League, finishing runners-up after falling to Island Primary in the championship match. Coach Gavil Malcolm says despite the loss, the girls showed heart and proved they belong at this level.
I think my girls perform well. We just not, in certain instance, the heart of us running between the wickets. And just believe in your ability, what we're doing from all season. A small school coming for the competition for the first time, we just need to just believe in ourselves. This is the hard work and dedication from just the start of the season with them. And I'm very proud of my girls. Win or loss, we are the winners today, because we set a mark that First Baptist is here to stay.
Malcolm says reaching the finals in the first year is a testament to the structure and commitment the program has been building. He credits the girls' effort, the school's support, and the parents who backed the team all season.
I'm very proud of myself and the work that I'm doing at the institution. It showed that what I have been putting in the implementing of structure and organization in terms of after-school program with the girls, I even said 2 hours for the week, it has been showing. So we just need to go on board and just continue going. Even though the parents have been supporting me and the school, so I'm grateful for that. And I'm also thankful for First Baptist for bringing me here to show what I can do with a little time and effort from everybody.
Looking ahead, Malcolm says the team will focus on sharpening fundamentals as they prepare for year two. He notes that his players have been in the sport less than a year, yet pushed a seasoned Island Primary squad that has been competing for 3.
Little bit running between the wickets. The feeling and little communication when you're running. And in terms of the movements, of the 1-2 step and getting the ball and eye on the ball, those little stuff. But remember, my girls are just playing cricket for not even a full year. The team that they play, they're playing 3 years now in the competition. And for my girls to be keeping up to them, I've put my hats off for my girls for their effort today. And they show that I'm very proud of all of them.
We're very proud of you, Coach.
First Baptist finishes the season as one of the league's biggest breakout stories, and Coach Malcolm says this is only the beginning. That's it for Radio Cayman's local sports for this evening. I'm Dion Anglin.